Hi, it's Dave. So tonight, just moments ago, Elon Musk tweeted some major changes to Tesla Solar. And in this video, I'm going to dive into the changes and their implications. So first, let's go ahead and take a look at the tweet that Elon Musk just tweeted. And he says, starting next week, Tesla solar panels and solar roof will be only sold as an integrated product with Tesla Powerwall battery. And then he goes on to explain. He says, solar panel will feed exclusively to Powerwall. Powerwall will interface only between utility meter and house main breaker panel, enabling super simple install and seamless whole house backup during utility dropouts. All right, so Elon is laying a bombshell here. He's saying that no longer is Tesla going to sell just solar panels or just solar roof. In order to get a Tesla solar product, you will need to get a Powerwall bundled together. So it's a package. So it's really an energy package, right? It's energy generation package with solar and energy storage package with Powerwall. Now, this has some interesting implications. And what I want to do is I just want to share some real-time thoughts, kind of off-the-cuff, honest thoughts to help us kind of analyze and understand what's going on. So let's go ahead and take a look at Tesla's website right now. And if you look at their solar website, they're saying it's the lowest cost solar panels in America. So this is their current value proposition. This is how they're marketing to people. I mean, it looks, you know, pretty good too, but these are, you know, retrofit solar panels. And again, you see lowest cost in America, money back guarantee, guaranteed low price. So you have this whole low price kind of guarantee. Purchase solar at the lowest price of any national provider, right? So you have low price, like four or five times just mentioned here on Tesla's website. And what you have here is you have Tesla, up until this point, they've been playing a game on solar, or their strategy has been to compete on cost. But whenever you compete with cost, it's a race to the bottom. And there's several problems with competing with cost and being the so-called lowest cost solar panel provider in America. First, you have razor thin margins. So the lower your cost goes, you're just competing with, you know, everyone on the lowest cost, and you don't have any differentiation. Second off, with solar panels, it's a one and done product. There isn't really a recurring revenue model. You're not getting subscription fees or maintenance fees or upgrade fees. It's just, you know, these solar panels last a long time. And the third problem with this race to the bottom model is that you've got some seasonal challenges too. So solar, you know, it fluctuates with different seasons and demand. And you have a strategy where you're barely making, you know, margins, you're barely making any profit off of the installation of these solar panels. And you've got these seasonal fluctuations as well. Now, what Tesla has been trying to do over time is they've been trying to get out of that game. They don't want to play the cost game, right? The lowest cost provider game anymore. And they're needing differentiation. And so that's what the solar roof product was all about. You take off your whole roof, you stick on, right, a beautiful Tesla solar roof. However, it's been taking longer to get costs down than probably anticipated. And one of the issues is it takes a lot of labor to engineer, right, a solar roof for a custom house. Every house is different. It has different, you know, layout and different number of vents and all this stuff. And it takes a large team many days to install a solar roof. And overall, while I'm optimistic long-term for Tesla Solar, right, their solar roof product, it's going to take a while, I think, to really refine the process, make some more iterations, get down the price and the cost and the time to install a solar roof. But in the meantime, Tesla needs momentum with their solar panel product, right, with their retrofit product. And what they're going to do right now is they're going to combine solar panels and Powerwall into a new product so that they won't need to compete just on price anymore. So this is actually pretty interesting. People aren't going to be able to compare apples to apples, where you get Tesla solar panels and another product's, right, another company's solar panels, because Tesla's product will be different. It will be an integrated product together with energy storage. And the reasoning behind this, so here's kind of how I imagine this scenario. A lot of times these decisions happen after the quarter ends and before the conference call and the earnings report. And here's the reason why. So the quarter ends and you get all the results back, right? The first week or so, they're just working internally, getting numbers out. They get it. Accountants are verifying it, everything. And after a couple of weeks, Elon Musk is reviewing the financials right before the earnings report. And he's noticing certain things, some details that aren't even going to come out probably in their quarterly, you know, results. But he sees the fine details and he's like, man, our solar, you know, department needs some help. And so this is the right time to do it. He makes some quick changes. And you notice in history, Tesla has often made some radical changes right after the quarter, right before their earnings. One time Elon said, hey, let's close all of our retail stores. And then he later had to backtrack. But that's the timing background. And the reason why I think with solar roof or solar panels, Elon wants to bundle these things is so that Tesla can make better margins. See, solar panels are typically sold at a low margin. But power walls are sold at a higher margin because Tesla makes, you know, the best of the cheapest batteries. And they're able to mark up the power wall. They're not able to mark up the solar panels as much. It takes a lot of labor and intense planning. The result is if you combine solar panels and power wall, you get a decent, you get a great product, but you get a decent margin, right? There, it's not just competing on cost. You get probably mid, if it's not great margins as well. The challenge though is that there's a different demand for power walls in different regions and different places. For example, some places are cheap with electricity, some are more. There's different reliabilities of the grid in each area. Some places have a ton of blackouts and want more, you know, backup power, etc. And so the challenge is there's going to be some different demand for the power wall in different regions and for different people. So how is Tesla going to manage like the fluctuation and the changes in demand? I think one of the things they could do is they could actually reduce the cost of Powerwall. They could also offer a package where it's just one Powerwall, right? So if it's a low demand region, Tesla might just offer one Powerwall, and they might just, you know, really give Powerwall a little bit lower cost so they can increase demand. If there's a region where there's high demand for Powerwall, then they don't need to do that, right? So Tesla still has some, I think, some strings to pull. Now, I think the holy grail actually for Tesla Energy is recurring revenue. If Tesla can find a way where they can create a solar product and an energy storage product that isn't a one-off sale, right? It isn't just, you know, something where it's a one-time purchase. Rather, it's a recurring subscription. And if Tesla can find a way to do that, this is the holy grail. This is the way Tesla can build their Tesla Energy product into a behemoth. Now, there's a few ways that might be possible. One is like, there's ways you can arbitrage the electricity prices. You charge your battery, you know, during the nighttime when it's the cheapest, and then you can use your battery during the daytime, and you can lower the cost of, you know, energy in your household. And maybe Tesla can get a cut for that. You know, they can get a cut for the service, maybe $10 or $20 or $30 per month if they can actually justify this cost. Another way to get recurring revenue is to kind of create this virtual power plant where each power wall, and it could be cars in the future too, though it's all connected and it's used to balance the grid. And so there are times, let's say in summer where everyone's using the AC, the grid needs extra support, and Tesla can actually drain the energy of these power walls and feed the grid, or it could actually, you know, locally, the house can run on air conditioning as well. But there's ways to balance the grid, and that's extremely valuable to the grid providers, and the grid providers are willing to pay money for that. It's possible that Tesla could split that profit, right? Split that monthly fee between Tesla and the customer, so therefore Tesla can get some type of recurring revenue. Now, if Tesla can get somehow recurring revenue on millions of homes, right, and their solar panels and their power walls, this will completely change the game on solar. It makes it into a much more profitable, attractive, and sexy business for Tesla. Now, overall, I think that this is a good move for Tesla with where they're at. They're in a predicament where perhaps solar roof prices or costs and efficiencies aren't coming down as fast as they want. They need a way to really give different differentiation, and they need better margins in their solar product. And I think combining solar panels with Powerwall makes sense, right? And Tesla is the best at Tesla Energy, at energy storage, and they can really drive kind of this dream where you can have solar panels, you can have your Powerwall, and you can have your Model 3, your Model Y, or in the future, your $25,000 Tesla. Anyways, overall, I don't think this is an item for concern. I think there's going to be lots of noise around, you know, news items like this, especially when there's changes. But to me, it makes sense overall, and it's a decent move to grow strategic differentiation. All right, hope this kind of late night live stream has been helpful for you guys. All these videos and analysis can be found also in a podcast. Just look for Dave Leon Investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7. Go ahead and like and subscribe, and we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.